सोनाटा एलेंट्रा या फिर 297 जल्दी से शाह अहमद को अभी फोन मिला लो रे क्योंकि शाह जी अब रेक्सडेल हुंडे पे
कारों के जादूगर शाह अहमद अब रेक्सडेल हुंडे पर हैं और शाह जी से बेटर प्राइस और सर्विस आपको कहीं नहीं मिलेगी कॉल करो 416-817-2720
क्योंकि शाह जी रेक्सडेल हुंडे पे
आइए टोरंटो को वैक्सीनेट करें अपनी बारी आने पर कोविड की वैक्सीन लगवाएं ऑनलाइन बुकिंग के लिए toronto.ca/covid19 पर जाएं या कॉल कीजिए 888-999-6488
मुद्दे लाख पुरा चाहे तो क्या होता है और वो ही होता है जो मंजूरे खुदा होता है मॉर्निंग एवरीवन और नमस्ते नमस्कार सीताराम और अस्सलाम वालेकुम एंड अ वेरी वार्म वेलकम टू योर अर्ली मॉर्निंग एडिशन ऑफ शबनम एंड स्पेशली डिजाइंड टू असिस्ट यू विद योर अर्ली मॉर्निंग चॉइस एंड टू पुट यू इन ए पॉजिटिव एंड गुड फ्रेम ऑफ माइंड एंड टू ऑल्सो इग्नाइट स्पार्क्स ऑफ स्पिरिचुअल इंस्पिरेशन टू यू एंड योर लव्ड वंस जहाँ कहीं आप मौजूद हो अपने कामों से जरा सी मुहलत लेकर इन मस्तानों को सुनने के लिए तैयार हो जाइए और ऐ बहारे बाग अरुणिया चंद रोज देख लो इसका तमाशा चंद रोज और ऐ मुसाफिर कूचका सामान कर इस सलामे है बसेरा चंद रोज
पास आए यूं मुस्कुराए तुम पास आए यूं मुस्कुराए तुमने न जाने क्या सपने दिखाए तुम पास आए यूं मुस्कुराए तुमने न जाने क्या सपने दिखाए अब तो मेरा दिल जागे न सोता है क्या करूं हाय कुछ कुछ होता है क्या करूं हाय कुछ कुछ होता है
मुसलमानों नाम ले जगाया दीन अल्लाह का जगाया दीन अल्लाह का मोहम्मद नाम ले लेकर पढ़ो कलमा मोहम्मद का मोहम्मद नाम ले लेकर करो इस्लाम
Join us every day for the Azan, the call to prayer, brought to you by the Imdadul Islamic Center. That's every morning before Fajr on Caribbean Showtime TV on all IP boxes or www.caribbeanshowtime.com. Download the app from the website www.caribbeanshowtime.com or Google Play. Remember, listen to the Azan, the call to prayer every day before Fajr, brought to you by the Imdadul Islamic Center on Caribbean Showtime TV and www.caribbeanshowtime.com.
Sitaram Sat Sri Akal Jai Guru Datta. Sai Ram, Assalamu Alaikum and welcome everybody. Welcome to another edition of Shabnam. A beautiful day in Toronto, Canada. I tell you, it's just a perfect spring day. Sunshine and of course blue skies, white clouds and great entertainment on the radio. We are Radio Shabnam. And again, we want to say hello and welcome to all of online listeners. And those of you listening to us, well, we want to hear you. And I see my brother didn't get a chance, Vikram. Well, yes, we did miss you. So thank you for sending us a quick message that you are on. Well, we are here to keep you company until 4 o'clock. And my name is Richard Aziz. The telephone number to reach us at the studios, 416-848-7772. That's 416-848-7772. You can listen on the telephone line at 647-872-4900.
647-872-4900.
Welcome.
رسول اللہ ہمیں بھی اپنا دیوانہ بنا دو یا رسول اللہ
محبت غیر سے میری چھڑا دو یا رسول اللہ میری سوئی ہوئی قسمت
Come
अकेला छोड़ जाएंगे वहाँ हो फजल से तेरे वहाँ हो फजल से तेरे उजाला या रसूल अल्लाह जरा चेहरे से कमली को हटा दो
You're listening to 770 WTOR Shabnam Radio. And we want to extend a warm welcome for those of you just joining us. Hey, and online we have really been picking up. So thank you for those of you who log on to ShabnamRadio.com or CaribbeanShowtime.com, listen to the radio live. We really do appreciate it. As we say hello and welcome to our friends in New York, I believe Raja, originally from Claude Street, Laramie, is joining us. So Raja, we say hello and welcome. Hey, we take a short commercial break and be right back with you.
There's a new funeral home in Durham that combines elegance with affordability. Ajax Crematorium and Visitation Center, offering many services from traditional burials to simple cremations, plus great reception facilities to celebrate your loved one's life. Right now, funeral homes have a 30% allowed capacity, but this is a larger facility, so it's perfect for larger services. Ajax Crematorium and Visitation Center, striving to provide grieving families with compassion, care, and convenience. On Finley, near Bailey in Ajax. Online, acvc.info.
Have you or someone you know been in a car accident, suffered from a slip and fall, or injured on the job? Let us help you. Hi, I'm Helena Dynit. We at Dynit & Associates are confident that our team of ex-adjusters, lawyers, and paralegals across the GTA will get you the compensation you deserve. Remember, we don't get paid until you are paid. We ensure you will get the treatment and financial support you need during your recovery. If you're not sure what is happening with your case or not happy with your current lawyer, let's evaluate your file for free. Don't get hurt twice. Call Dynit & Associates. We will get you the settlement that you and your family deserve. Dynit & Associates offers a free consultation. Save the number 416-705-4878. Remember, 416-705-HURT.
Many of us can afford to have a proper meal. But did we ever consider the less fortunate brothers and sisters in Guyana, where their next meal will be coming from? The Central Islamic Organization of Guyana is embarking on a project for the month of Ramadan to feed a family of four for only $80. Please, would you consider giving? How many of us has lost a loved one? Would you like to do something on their behalf? Here is a glorious opportunity to gain maximum blessing. Please consider giving. Call Brother Liaquat Ali Bakhsh at 647-965-9435. That's 647-965-9435. Please call now.
Hey, don't forget you could send your greetings simply by calling 416-848-7772. As we say hello and welcome to those of you taking a cruise in this nice weather, I'm sure somebody's listening to us heading down to Niagara Falls maybe, or heading up north just cruising. Welcome and thank you for joining us. Hey, if you are, send me a text at 416-832-7293.
होश बचा है हल्का हल्का
हम हैं जैसे खोए खोए जागे लेकिन सोए सोए
मचलती रहो बिखरती रहो बाहों के घेरे में हमारे
Hey, Sister Mina, always a pleasure knowing that you're listening. Welcome to the program. Well, today we'll be speaking with Pandit Rabindranath Tiwari from the Sankat Mochan Hanuman Mandir, and of course in Ajax, and he agreed to come on to so he could bring some spirituality to the airways, you know, offer a word of advice, a word of comfort, a word of prayer coming up, and that's coming up a little bit later on the program. So do stay with us. Again, we want to extend our condolences and sympathies to the children of the late veteran broadcaster Ishri Singh, and of course our dear friend Jainanan Jai of Robo Digital Recording Studios. You know, he's part and parcel of the family here of Shabnam Radio and Caribbean Showtime. Well, he is currently in New York with his cousins, and they've been doing a lot of live Zoom, and boy, they've been putting together some beautiful stuff. I want to say thank you to Vinod and Geeta Bishram, doing an excellent job. You know, and when they come together like this, for an individual like Ishri Singh, it makes you feel beautiful inside to be part of something so simple but yet extraordinary. You know, they have gathered so many messages from relatives and friends and from far and near, entertainers, and they've been paying a really fitting tribute to a deserving individual, the late Ishri Singh. For those of you who would like to learn more about the funeral arrangement of the late Ishri Singh, take a listen. And again, we here at Caribbean Showtime and Shabnam Radio, I would like again to express our sincere condolences to the bereaved family.
The death is announced of Ishri Singh, the legendary broadcaster of Guyana and New York. Ishri Singh was born on April the 9th, 1932, and departed this earth on April the 25th, 2021. He was 89 years of age and resided in Queens, New York. He was the husband of the late Sindrauti Singh, known as Cindy, father of Haresh Singh and Tanuja Raghu, father-in-law of Vishi Raghu, grandfather of Ashley, Kimberly and Vinesh, great-grandfather of Amber and Ethan, uncle of Jayanand, Raj, Suresh, Devika, and the late Radhika, and Satyanand. The late Ishri Singh will be remembered for his groundbreaking contribution to radio broadcasting in Guyana and the USA, spanning over 50 years. The viewing of the late Ishri Singh will take place on Saturday, May the 1st, from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the Bergen Funeral Home on 114th Street and Rockaway Boulevard, South Ozone Park. The farewell service, according to Hindu rites, will take place on Sunday morning from 8 to 11, and the cremation will take place at 12:30 p.m. Due to COVID restrictions, 50 persons will be permitted in the funeral home on a rotation basis. The family would like to thank you for your kind words, love and support during this time of bereavement.
This is Radio Shabdam, and again, you heard the funeral arrangements, and it's all over Facebook, and as We continue to get information regarding some of the live stream. We will be sharing it with you. Shiva Pancham, another brother in our community here, which he has been, since he came from Trinidad, has been giving and sharing of his time and talent indeed. He especially loved working, and he did a good job with encouraging the young ones, especially in the music and musical arena. Everyone who knew him would agree with me. He was a really simple, down-to-earth, fun-loving brother. Look at any pictures you would see of him on Facebook. Always, always a smile. If you find me a picture that Shiva wasn't smiling, something is wrong with that camera. Also today, a few weeks ago, and I've been for many, many years playing his CD, the Hummingbird Tassa Group. Our dear brother Vijay, I call him Churki, Churki Mamu, whenever, you know, I see him. Always a fun-loving gentleman. Of course, had one of the number one Tassa band, not only in Canada, but anywhere you would find Tassa players. Well, he's no longer with us. Today we'd like to take some time and remember them, and to their families, I would like to extend my condolences and hope that God Almighty give you the strength to accept this loss. As we take a few moments to remember our brother Shivanand Pancham and Vijay Doon and our dear brother, the late Ishri Singh, I'd like to feature the voice of the late Isaac Yankaran in their loving memory. As we listen to this one, we should remind ourselves that we too one day will have to depart this world.
Dila gafil na ho ekdam ये दुनिया छोड़ जाना है बगैचे छोड़ कर खाली जमी अंदर समाना है दिला गाफिल ना हो एकदम ये दुनिया छोड़ जाना है तेरा नाजुक बदन भाई जो लेते से जब फूलों पर तेरा नाजुक बदन भाई जो लेते से जब फूलों पर जो लेते से जब फूलों पर वो हो ना एक दिन मुर्दा ये कीरों ने खाना है दिलागा फिर न हो एकदम ये दुनिया छोड़ जाना है अजल को राज को तू याद कर सामान चलने को अजल को राज को तू याद कर सामान चलने को कर सामान चलने को जमी के फर्श पर सोना ये मिट्टी का सिधाना है दिला गाफिल ना हो एकदम ये दुनिया छोड़ जाना है न साथी हो के भाई ना बेटा बाप ना माई ना साथी हो सके भाई ना बेटा बाप नी माई ना बेटा बाप ना माई कहाँ फिरता है तो दाई अमल ने काम आना है दिला का फिल न हो एकदम ये दुनिया छोड़ जाना है.
You know, whenever you listen to that, it always, always sounds so soothing and comforting. And again, the synopsis is simply that we'd leave this world one day, this dunya, and we wouldn't take anything with us. And for years, we've been using that as a song to say farewell to the dead. To the dead. And I think it's really a reminder for those who are living. And I see it's an opportunity, believe it or not, when someone passes, for religious leaders, and sometimes I think they miss it, where we could come to the homes of individuals who normally don't come out to the churches, the places of worship, and we could invite them indeed to join us and come and encourage them to be part and parcel of the community, whether it's in the temple or the churches. Because sometimes when we lose a loved one, is then we scramble to find out, oh, we don't even have a number for an imam or a priest. Who should we call to do satsang? And yes, some people are not connected yet. Some people have been isolated from these spaces of worship. So when we have a death, I think is an opportunity really for the spiritual leaders, family and friends, to reach out to these families and bring some comfort and encourage them to come. So next time it happened, it would be on speed dial, or everybody would hear about it and run across with their drums and harmonium. Somebody would bring some food, and that community love and spirit that is lacking. And you know, in Canada especially, where we are so isolated into this apartment and houses, we just sometimes our own neighbors doesn't come out to say hi. So I just wanted to remind ourselves that we should look out for our brothers and sisters, and where possibly we could bring some comfort. And now lately with the Zoom, boy, I tell you, it's such a great tool, but some people doesn't have anybody to help them with that. Some people doesn't have enough family members to bring together to do a Zoom. So when we hear, and we are hearing day after day after day of people losing loved ones, please, the telephone still works. Pick up the phone, not only during the time of the funeral preparation, but even after. Maybe I could cook something and drop it off. Maybe check in on them 2 weeks later to see how they're doing. Again, it's just a gentle reminder for all of us to see what we can do to help. Well, we are saying farewell tomorrow to our Ishri Singh, veteran broadcaster. And you know, when I hear people saying legendary, iconic, it fits perfect. This is an individual who really would go down in history as someone who have given to the people, especially of the Republic of Guyana, a lot. And you know, he so graciously retired into his senior years, looking good, always sharp. And I was thinking, you know, it must be his kids that had him looking all so well dressed. And he always was simple, humble, gentle and kind. I call him the gentle giant. A gentle giant indeed. And you know, and then when we see sometimes some people use the word loosely, and I don't know why they think it's necessary that every time someone dies, they are automatically a legend and an icon and a hero. You know, we use that word so easily and freely, but in the case of Brother Ishri Singh, I believe you will agree with me, he fits the bill for every single one, an icon and a legend. Today, through the compliments of Jai and Robo Digital Recording Studio, I wanted to play a clip that we've shared on radio today, TV, sorry. we had recognized him in 2009 with the Indo-Caribbean Music, Culture and Community Awards Life Achievement Award. The first ever in 2009 was dedicated to Ishri Singh. And those of you who know about the MCC Awards, we recognize many stalwarts in the business. Ishri came from New York to receive his award. And here's a little clip of that acceptance speech. And wanted to share audio also that Jainanan of Robo Digital Recording Studio provided for us. So those of you who would have remembered the voice of Ishri Singh, I want to take you back when you listen to his back in the day in Guyana. When you were getting up 4 o'clock in the morning to go to the farms, the cane fields, the rice field, he would wake you up with that soothing, beautiful voice. Hope you enjoyed as I share this with you. I want to hear from you. Please, if you are listening, send me a quick text, 416-832-7293, or call us at 416-848-7772 and share some of your memories of the late Ishri Singh.
Ladies and gentlemen, a man that needs no introduction, the voice of Guyana, put your hands together for Ishri Singh.
Good evening, my brothers and sisters. I'm very happy to be here this evening. Thanks to my colleague in broadcasting, Richard Aziz, a man of great values, serving the entire Indo-Caribbean people with great love and devotion. Richard, I want to thank you, congratulate you for the good job you're doing for the propagation of Indian cultural and religious activities.
MCC Awards, celebrating dedication, excellence, and service.
Hello, Burbies. Hope you're enjoying the program. Hello, Demerara. And of course, the place in which I was born, Essequibo. Hi there, you Essequibians. May the Lord bless you folks, you know. And I want to wish you well, peace and prosperity as the days go by. I'm always, you know, remembering you folks in Guyana. In Port of Fact, Guyana is very near and dear to me, although I'm so far away from Guyana. You know, I'm always thinking about the wonderful times I had on Radio Demerara and serving the Guyanese people. Guyana's song is ringing, oh yes, in me clear and strong. All my body dances when I hear her beautiful song.
We will be bringing more programs and like that. With, of course, Ishri Singh. And I was told by Jai that he has so many with Majrul Bacchus and Ayub Habib. Now, I've never heard these broadcasters, except for a little bit of Ayub, Majrul Bacchus. A little piece. And beautiful, beautiful voices. In fact, the way they articulate, and they were masters of their craft indeed. So please stay tuned for us. We will be bringing you that. We want to welcome to the telephone Mumtaz Ali, our dear friend. Assalamu alaikum, Mumtaz. What did I do here, boy? Mumtaz. Okay, hold on. So, okay, when we come back, we speak to Brother Mumtaz, and he would share with us his memories of the late Ishri Singh. So those of you who would like to do the same, please give us a call and we'll be happy to share with you. This is Shabdam Radio on a Saturday.
ਕਿਤੇ ਹੋਏ ਕਰਾਰ ਭੁੱਲ ਜਾਏਗੀ
ਜਿਵੇਂ ਟੁੱਟਿਆ ਅੰਬਰ ਤੋਂ ਤਾਰਾ ਤੇਰੀ ਮੇਰੀ ਉਹ ਟੁੱਟ ਗਈ ਸੋਹਣੀਏ ਜਿਵੇਂ ਟੁੱਟਿਆ ਅੰਬਰ ਤੋਂ ਤਾਰਾ ਲਾਈ ਵੀ ਨਾ ਗਈ ਤੇ ਨਿਭਾਈ ਵੀ ਨਾ ਗਈ ਲਾਈ ਵੀ ਨਾ ਗਈ ਤੇ ਨਿਭਾਈ ਵੀ ਨਾ ਗਈ
And we believe we have connection with Mumtaz. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Mumtaz.
Walaikum assalam, Brother Richard. How are you?
Alhamdulillah. How is the Ramadan going?
Oh, mashallah. Very good and great.
Okay, so let me ask you, Ishwi Singh and his passing, you have the microphone. Go ahead. Tell us your, share some of your fun memories of the late Ishwi Singh.
I've been performing with about 40-something years now. And since my beginning, many opportunity I had Mr. Ishwi Singh present me at the National Park and many governmental forum. And apart from presenting me, his voice was the greatest. He wake us up in the morning. There was a little tune played, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And then he comes on with a blast. So, we used to live in Wickenham, then we traveled to Georgetown for business. But he wake us up and get us going. We catch the boat and go. But he's a song, he played, he keep you wake up all the time. He was a great man. He is the greatest. And we look forward for his voice every morning. But great personality we have lost.
Indeed. Well, thank you very much, Mumtaz. And again, you're always there with us on this program. We appreciate your listening and partaking in the programs. Thank you very much. Anybody else would like to phone in? We'd love to hear from you. And you know, during this COVID time, it's a stressful time. Stressful, and I've been saying this since a year ago now. And now, we need to address it, how we could come together and bring some comfort. We could probably share some ideas. The healthcare system is overworked currently. But if anyone out there who might be able to give some techniques, how we could maybe exercise, the weather is getting better, maybe do some gardening, that might be therapeutic. Any techniques, maybe in breathing, in doing some yoga, if anybody could share anything, we'd love to hear you on this program so we could pass the message on, all right? Hey, here is one that I always bring me a little comfort. Hi, and who we have on line?
Hello there. It's Sister Mina.
Hi, Sister Mina. How are you doing?
Not too bad. I am phoning in to say how much I love Mr. Ishwi Singh's voice. And we used to wake up in the morning when we used to get up early to cook, and it was used to be Sunny Muhammad and then Mr. Ishwi Singh. We used to switch to listen.
Mm-hmm.
And he was really, really wonderful.
So we're getting up to cook. What time was this in the morning?
That was 5:30 in the 4 o'clock. They had different times that they come on,
right?
Between 4:30 and 5:30.
So you used to be up early and remember,
yeah,
hearing his voice on the radio.
Yeah, sending us a nice start to the day.
Beautiful.
Giving us that.
You know, and he always, to me, from the time I've met and knew him, he was always so gentle. You remember him being a simple, quiet gentleman?
Very quiet. He has such a calm, soothing voice. It's like you would think that he would never get upset.
Yes. Well, that's what I find with him, too. His personality,
yeah,
is something that he was a giant of a man in the business. He introduced to so many greats like the Lata Mangeshkar, the Mukesh, and many others. And yet still, when you meet him, he was always so, we never show off, a very simple, calm man, a gentleman.
Actually went to a wedding in New York. One of Bart's cousins was getting married, and he was the MC there. So that was a real privilege for us to actually listen throughout that reception to him, hearing his voice there again.
Indeed. Well, thank you very much, my sister, and I know you would love
and
this.
Can I send out a birthday greeting?
Sure, go right ahead.
Okay. Happy, happy birthday to a wonderful brother-in-law, Mr. Hiralal Tuldas in Guyana. They're listening right now on the laptop. And I want to wish him all the best. Thank you for being there for my sister and the kids and staying strong. May all your dreams and wishes come true and have a wonderful and blessed birthday. We love you very much from myself, Pert, and all the kids here, everybody.
And when
from
Guyana
sister,
he's
Jasmine,
from?
Jasmine, husband, poor, and also over here.
When Guyana he lives?
Lusignan.
Lusignan. Well, thank you very much, Sister Mina. And again, Hiralal, happy, happy birthday. Hello, who we have on the line?
Hello, Mr. Sitaram. It's Pandit Rabindranath Tiwari. Call me
Pandit Rudy. Yes, Pandit Rabindranath Tiwari. Well, I want to thank you for calling in on time. Well, Pandit, I just, again, wanted to ask you and anybody else listening in our community that are involved in the masjid, the churches, the temples, call in and talk to your devotees and the listening audience at large. So everybody should know our dear brother, a friend to this program, a friend to our community, Pandit Rabindranath Tiwari, fondly recognized as Pandit Rudy of the Sankat Mochan Hanuman Mandir. Pandit, take it away, speak to our devotees, speak to our listeners, and share some good words with them, please.
Thank you very much, Richard. Jai Sitaram to everyone. But please join me in a prayer for us, everyone. Let us pray together. We pray for the world. We pray for our brothers and sisters in India and Pakistan, around the world, America, all over. So many people are ill at this time. So many people are dying because of COVID-19. Let us pray together. If you're not a Hindu, just think of God the way how you know God in your religion, your culture. Whatever form you know God by, whatever religion you follow, just think of God in your tradition. And let us pray together, please. I kindly ask Hanumanji to heal the world, to bless everyone. Let us pray. Om Buddhir Balam Yashodharyam Nirbhayatvam Marogata Ajadyam Vapatutvancha Hanumat Smaranad Bhavet Shri Sita Lakshmana Bharata Shatrugna Hanumat Samet Shri Ramachandraya Namaha Hanumate Namaha. And as we pray, just like how Hanumanji brought the life-saving herb, Sanjeevani Vibhuti, and saved Lakshman's life when Lakshmanji was injured in the battle in Lanka, we pray that Hanumanji come and bring relief to all these grieving families, all those who are sick. In India, so many people are dying because of a lack of oxygen. We pray for them around the world. So many people are paining. So many families have lost dear ones. We have been in your prayers. And may Hanumanji touch them. He is called Buddhir Balam. He is filled with energy, external energy, strong. You look at him. He is the original six-pack. I usually refer to him. Bodybuilder to cut to him. So may he bring strength and comfort to the entire world. May he touch them with his lotus-like hand and bless them. Those who are in the hospital, may he touch them and heal them. Heal them of this terrible disease, COVID-19. May he bring peace and comfort to the family members. May he bless everyone. Pray for the entire world.
Thank you very much, Pandit. And of course, remind us again of some of the time that we could tune in to catch you on your live streams with service that you do online now.
Yeah. Well, at Sankat Mochan Hanuman, because of the pandemic, we tried to do live on Facebook, live streaming of our services on Tuesdays, Hanuman Puja in the evening from 7 p.m. and then on Sundays from around 10:30 in the morning, so that we are able to bring that message of peace and hope and goodwill to the entire human race.
And Pandit, for those of us who are struggling with this, you know, stress as a whole, what your Holy Scriptures speak on that topic. What does it say that we could turn to in times of stress and pain? I mean, if somebody pick up the phone or come visit you, what advice would you give to them?
Yeah. Very important question, yeah. Like most scriptures, we will find that in human suffering, we have to offer a helping hand. We pray That's one. If you're far away, we can pray for that prayer, for a prayer for those individuals. If we're close by, we can go physically and help in whatever capacity we can. I've heard of so many stories of people in India. One gentleman, he sold all of his wife's jewelry just to buy oxygen for people who are suffering. And there are many examples in the scripture where people will put themselves out, try to give up the basic necessities of life, and just to help those who are experiencing difficulty, those who are sick, those who are going through pain and suffering at this time. So the message of the scripture is that we have to help in whatever capacity we can, financially. But if we don't have finances to, if we can't help financially, we can able to just listen to their pain and suffering, just offer a prayer for them, just reach out in some way you can. It is our duty to help people who are going through difficulty. It is called seva, and we must perform seva, selfless service to humanity. Just like how we expect people to help us when we go through difficulty in life, we in a similar way, the scripture says, Bhagavad Gita says, we must become a karma yogi. We must help in whatever capacity we can. It is our duty. It is called para puja. It is the greatest puja we can do, greatest worship we can do, is to reach out and help someone who is going through difficulties in life, especially at this critical time in our world.
And you know, I remember many times when you do your discourse, and that story of Hanuman Baba, when Lord Rama asked him what it is he would like. Tell us a short synopsis of that. And he chose to serve God, and we too could do like him and serve. So tell us a little bit about that boon, that gift he was given.
Yeah. So see, Hanumanji performed many wonderful tasks. He went to Lanka, the formidable Lanka, and he entered Lanka, the golden city, defeated the Rakshas, and he took the message of Sri Ram to Sita Devi. He brought this Sanjeevani Bhuti, and he saved Lakshman's life. So many times Hanumanji served humanity. And at the end of it, Bhagwan Sri Ram asked him, when he came back and he brought a message from Sita Ma to Bhagwan Sri Ram, Lord Sri Ram said, "Oh Hanuman, how can I repay you, my son?" Hanumanji looked at the Lord and tears of joy were flowing from his eyes and said, "Prabhu, you're asking me how to give me something in return? It is because of your strength, because of your blessings, I was able to perform all of these tasks." And Hanumanji said, "Prabhu, if you have to bless me with one gift, I seek from you anapayani bhakti, which means unceasing devotion. Bless me with that devotion so that it may grow every minute of the day, every hour of the day, every day of the week of the month, every month of the year. May that devotion continue to grow daily. So Hanumanji seeks no material reward for his selfless service. And the subtle message there is for us as we serve humanity, especially at this time, we must do it wholeheartedly and do it as an offering to God as we serve humanity. Let us not seek anything in return for our save our selfless purpose."
Indeed, and you know, I have this story that I share with people. I said, "Listen, in my humble opinion, please, some people might disagree with me, but I'm asking your forgiveness, but this is just me. I always say, what can we do for God? God has created the universe. He has given us so much. He did everything. If you believe in God, you know how great and mightiful He is indeed. What can we do for Him? I believe that He would be so happy. Just imagine a parent, a child bringing water for mommy, giving her the soap to do her laundry and do whatever it is. And if they're bypassing or crossing over their sick brother. But if that mother look over and see you lifting your brother's head and giving him something to drink, how she would feel so happy. So I believe God doesn't want anything from him. I believe we should serve our brothers and sisters on earth when we are available and can do it. So God would be happy and pleased with us. So I think what Hanumanji was saying is this, simply that. You give us, God. You give me the strength to do this. How can I ask you for anything? I'm doing your work. I'm doing your blessings. So I think if we could serve others, and that's one thing I've learned, and I think I learned this from being among so many brothers of the Hindu faith and sisters, seva, service to man is service to God.
Yeah, it is so true. And you know, Richard, all great religions of the world see that. Our Muslim brothers do the same thing. Our Christian brothers and sisters, all the religions of the world. If we can't serve and see God in our earthly brothers and sisters, how are we going to see this Lord as beyond time and space, nameless, formless reality? So by serving humanity,
it is the easiest way of getting closer to God. Selfless service, and we must help in whatever way we can. People may say, you know, once Buddha was speaking to his disciples, and he told them to go and do seva, go and serve within the community. And those who were sadhus, renunciate, they had nothing with them. They said, Mahatma, how can we serve the community? Buddha said, you have hands, just give everyone a hug. Just be nice to them. Give a helping hand. You have a face, just look at them and smile. You don't have to give them anything. You have ears, listen to their problems. You have eyes, look at them compassionately. So this is how we can serve humanity. We do not necessarily need money. In certain situations, of course, we need money. But in certain situation, we just use whatever we have at our disposal and serve. In this situation, just listen to their problem. Just offer kind words about that. Kind words of advice.
Well, I want to thank you very much. And today I wanted to bring this to the attention. And there are many Hindus, brothers and sisters listening. And, you know, to me, a non-Hindu, to me, to Mata, Chapita, I don't know how to say the rest. But when I hear that prayer, somehow I sing along and I would pick up the words because I hear it. Many of us from the Caribbean will do the same. I was wondering if you could recite as you close with a simple prayer that many, many devotees who probably are not learned as those who attend the temples, if they you could recite something that we could all chant and recite together with you in closing.
Yes, thank you. But let me just give a synopsis of the meaning of that prayer to Mary Mata. You're saying, oh God, you're my mother, you're my father, you're my brother, you're my relative. You're everything that I have. You're everything for me, God. I surrender to you and I seek your blessing. It's a beautiful universal prayer. So kindly join with me, everyone, as we conclude with this final prayer. We pray for the world. Let us continue to offer prayer for the world, for the sick, for the families who have lost the world. Let us pray and ask God to give them strength. Om Tvameva Mata Chapita Tvameva Tvameva Vandhoshcha Sakha Tvameva Tvameva Vidya Travinam Tvameva Tvameva Sarvam Mama Deva Deva Om Shanti, 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 Harihi Om.
Thank you very, very much, Pandit. I know you are on your way to Hamilton and you had to pull aside to do this. May God continue, take you safely to your journey and that you would bring peace and love wherever you go. You have always expressed that on this program. And Thank you so much for always.
Thank you for doing this for our community. You're always there serving. Any situation within the community, you're always there serving. And we want to thank you. May Bhagwan bless you with strength and Amanji bless you with strength so that you may continue to serve our community for many, many, many years. Thank you again, Richard.
Thank you, Panditji. Well, that's Pandit Rabindranath Tiwari, as usual. You know, by now, those of you who have never met him would have had an idea what he is. He's a tall fella, a good-looking gentleman, and always. Yeah, he's a smart one, too. When he speaks, he gives his discourse in a way that people could understand. He always has a smile. He would bring the serious topic and share it with you and make you understand. He could speak to the intellectual. He could speak to the ordinary man. And every time I call on him, I'm so happy that he's there for us. So thank you, Pandit. And again, I wanted to do this one for Brother Hiralal, celebrating his birthday today in Guyana. Sister Mina, who is a good devotee of Panditji, indeed, she's always on his Facebook page and following him. She too would like to send this one out to you all the way in Guyana and to all our listeners. Hope it brings some comfort.